Pope Francis is heading off on a 3-day visit to Turkey. It could be one of his most challenging trips since being chosen as Pope. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli has this story about what Francis is expected to say and do.
As part of his push for Christian unity, Francis will attend Sunday's celebration of St. Andrew, patron saint of the Greek Orthodox Church. Francis already has excellent ties with Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew, known as the first among equals in the Orthodox Church, based in what today is called Istanbul. The Orthodox, says Robert Mickens, editor-in-chief of Global Pulse magazine, are very excited about the visit.
There's something very compelling about Francis, that he is seen by other Christians, their leaders and their people, as somebody who is very special, a harbinger for a better future among the different Christian denominations.
In the Muslim world, Francis has a great deal of credibility. He won points for his opposition to Western military strikes against the Assad regime in Syria and for signaling sympathy for Palestinian suffering by stopping to pray at the security barrier while visiting Israel last May. One of the visit's thorniest issues will be the plight of Christian minorities in Turkey, which long presented itself as a model of moderation and tolerance in the Muslim world. In recent years, 3 evangelical missionaries were murdered, as were a Catholic priest and a bishop, and anti-Christian prejudice is intense in the Turkish media. Moreover, Turkey bans the training of Orthodox priests and makes it very hard for foreign clergy to get residency or work permits. Mustafa Aydin is a Turk who heads a center for interfaith dialogue in Rome.
It is, of course, a very sad story because it is the negation of the basic right, religious freedom. If you don't have the formation of clergy, how can you sustain a church life? It's impossible.
And there's the issue of the Orthodox seminary that's been shut down since 1971, despite Turkish President Recep Erdogan's promises that it would be reopened. John Allen, longtime Vatican analyst, now with the Boston Globe, says the Pope has the opportunity to publicly challenge the president.
Look Erdogan in the eye and say, Mr. Erdogan, reopen this seminary. That will become the litmus test as to whether Erdogan is truly serious about protecting religious pluralism and protecting Turkey's secular moderate heritage.
Just beyond Turkey's borders rages what Pope Francis has called the fragmented Third World War.
It is a world war in bits and pieces, which with many spots of crisis.
Veteran Vatican analyst Marco Politi says the Pope will likely reiterate his vehement denunciations of the so-called Islamic State that has carried out massacres of Christians, Muslims and other minorities in the region.
Certainly, Pope Francis will stress the distinction between Islam as religion and violent terrorists, fundamentalist groups who abuse and who manipulate religion for political purposes.
But it's the dwindling number of Christians in the Middle East, says John Allen of the Boston Globe, who will be listening most closely to what the Pope has to say.
Is he going to be able to move the ball in some concrete way to give Christians in Turkey and Christians in the Middle East a sense that they have a future in this region? Because right now, the vast majority of them, they feel like they've been given a death sentence. And most of them are looking for ways to get out.
Francis has also expressed interest in a visit to border areas near Iraq or Syria to meet refugees. Up to now, Turkish officials have ruled it out on the grounds of security. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.